Your Steve Jones Show podcast will start shortly. The Steve Jones Show podcast is sponsored by Brewers Outlet, your beverage supermarket on Reagan Street in Sunbury. Sports talk where your voice counts. This is the Steve Jones Show on News Radio 1070 WKOK. Now from the Sunbury Motor Studio, here's Steve Jones.
Today's show brought to you by Brewers Outlet, Reagan Street in Sunbury, the beverage supermarket. Imports, domestics, microbrews, best selection of beer anywhere. Wine coolers, water, soft drink, snacks. They roast their peanuts fresh and out every day. Six great flavors of slushies and the pickle bar, led by the barrels and the dills. Indeed, second to none, all at Brewers Outlet, Reagan Street in Sunbury, the beverage supermarket. Just go on out and stock up for the weekend right now. And we're in the Sunbury Motor Studio, Sunbury Motors, 4th Street in Sunbury, Sunbury Motors, Kia, Routes 11 and 15, Hummel's Wharf, and online at sunburymotors.com. Play-by-play call of the day out to the Chase Center in San Francisco, where Duke advances to the Elite Eight with a tough one over Texas Tech.
And Carroll.
Nice catch.
And good night.
Send it in, big fella. Goodness. Carroll with the find. Dribble drive.
Roach, feeling it.
How about this kid?
Oh, wow. Big time.
Jim Nance, along with the rarely emotional Bill Raftery.
Love Raf. Love Raf. Send it. Oh, big fella.
All right. As I've said before, one of the 10 nicest people on the face of the earth, and we get a chance to talk to him. That's Charles Davis, CBS, NFL. First of all, our good mutual friends Tom and Julie McGrath want me to say hi to you, as always.
Steve, good to hear your voice. Please give Tom and Julie my absolute best. They're two of the jewels of this world.
They absolutely are. Well put, my friend. Thank you for saying that. So this is an interesting time in the NFL. You've got movement. We know how the NFL has operated for years. Are even someone such as yourself kind of taken aback a little bit by the extent of the movement we're seeing in the NFL right now?
I am. I absolutely am, Steve, because we're not just seeing bodies move. We're seeing difference makers move. And sometimes it's hard to get my head wrapped around the idea that a difference maker is allowed to go. I mean, I understand bringing in your haul, right? Hey, we're going to get draft picks. We're going to get cap relief. We're going to get this. But difference makers are what allow you to win the Super Bowl. You know, that's what allows you to compete for the Super Bowl. And when you let a difference maker walk and you don't see someone right there that you say, okay, that's the move. Marvin Harrison retired from the Indianapolis Colts, but Reggie Wayne was right there to plug that gap. That's one thing. Okay? Devontae Adams leaves the Green Bay Packers. Who plugs the gap? Kansas City, Tyreek Hill leaves. Who plugs the gap? If you're going to tell me Mecole Hardman, that's a hard sell. If you're going to tell me that you're signing Marquez Valdez-Scantling, I went and looked just because I thought, you know, I better know this. If I'm not mistaken, Steve, he caught 26 balls last year.
Exactly.
I know he averaged 20 yards a catch, but he caught 26 balls. Devontae Adams catches 26 balls before he falls out of bed in the morning. So that's where I get a little confused. I get it, but at the same time, I want to see how you're replacing if indeed you're trying to make sure you're trying to win Super Bowls.
He caught 26 balls at 20 yards a catch because he had Devontae Adams on the other side, all right, that allowed him to get 20 yards a catch.
That doesn't hurt. It gives you an opportunity. You better maximize your catches, and you should have better opportunities. I agree with you totally. Now, I know that Brian Gutekunst is a GM for Green Bay. Brent Veach is a GM for Kansas City. If I sat with them right now, by the time I walked out of that conversation, I would be probably sold on their plan because these guys are very good at what they do. I realize Brian Gutekunst, his name always comes up because there seems to be conflict with Aaron Rodgers. Well, since Brian Gutekunst has been the GM of the Green Bay Packers, they've been in the NFC Championship game twice. and won 13 games last year. So he's doing something right. Brett Veach, they've won a Super Bowl championship. They played for another Super Bowl. They got to the AFC title game last year. He's doing something right. I'm just struggling to see with these top quarterbacks, you're letting their number one targets go, and I don't feel like there's a 2, 3, 4 that push up into that realm as we sit here right now. So I'm waiting to see what their next moves are. Yeah, I know Valdez-Scantling signed with Kansas City. You've already heard where I feel about that. Great.
Right.
That doesn't make Patrick Mahomes say, hey, honey, the honeymoon's over. I'm in great shape here. I think he came back from the honeymoon and the smile left his face.
No question. It turns out that Brian Gutekunst was at Penn State for Pro Day on Thursday. So he took a long, hard look at the Penn State prospects, which, by the way, included Jahan Dotson. Yeah. So I'll group this in. We saw the impact Jamar Chase had last year going to Cincinnati. Now, offensive line, they know they have to rebuild that. Is that more of the trend now in the NFL that I can go draft a Chris Olave or a Garrett Wilson or a Jahan Dotson or a long list of other guys, David Bell at Purdue? Do you think that's part of the process now that I can get some of these talented guys on rookie contracts that can then step in to do what you and I just talked about?
Steve, I do think it is part of what teams are evaluating. But let's use Jamar Chase as an example because he was obviously, a difference maker, right?
Yes. Yep.
Cincinnati made that move with all of us sitting there saying, hey, Vinay Sewell, remember that quarterback you drafted the year before? He got hurt. You might want to go draft that left tackle for the future. But Cincinnati gambled on this. They said, hold on a second. You guys have forgotten. We drafted Jonah Williams from Alabama in the first round to be our left tackle. Yes, he's been hurt the first 2 years, but we feel like he can play there and we can load up at the receiver position and we'll be okay. And it paid off. Yeah, you can make that move if you feel like you're solid enough up front or you have a serviceable guy that you can make work. Now, Cincinnati's going to have to continue to work on the offensive line because as well as Joe Burrow played, as smart as he played, where he took 11 sacks against the Tennessee Titans in the playoffs, 9 of which counted, and never turned the ball over, you can't count on that happening week in and week out. You've got to shore things up. But that's why they went and got Jamar Chase. So if you ask yourself, hey, can I go get that receiver instead of the offensive lineman? Well, you better make sure you have a guy in place that you feel like is at least serviceable and allows that guy on the outside to make plays like Chase did, which elevated T. Higgins' play, which while Tyler Boyd's numbers went down, he was still extremely, extremely dangerous and was on the cusp of 1,000 yards. And Steve, his only drop of the year, unfortunately, happened in the Super Bowl.
Yeah.
That's what allowed Cincinnati to do what they did. It was Jonah Williams being there.
I know. No, exactly. And you had to – how difficult do you feel it is to build a team in this era between contracts, free agency, and draft? Is it more difficult today than ever or less?
I think it's more difficult because you're not building with longer terms in mind, right? Look, there's no coach getting a 5-year contract and a 5-year plan. When's the last time you and I went to a press conference? The coach said, you have a 5-year plan for success. Okay? Any coach that rolls out there and says they have a 5-year plan, they will be fired before the press conference is over. No one wants to hear it. You don't have time for it. So I think it is tougher in this day, in this era. But everyone has to plan for the idea of, do I have certain pieces in place that I have on young contracts that can go out and get the pieces around them and go right now? Cincinnati did it with Burrow on his first contract, right? Go ahead and just look across the board about the teams that are building. When you have that young quarterback who's playing well, Justin Herbert, the Chargers, they're going to go out and build around him on that contract. That's a big deal. But you know that once that the Piper comes calling it by year 5, things change. They change dramatically, and everyone can't get paid. So, yeah, you better have that plan in place, and you got to go right now.
part of this is the Russell Wilson part of it. When he went to Seattle as a third-round pick, Seattle was able to get away with paying him third-round money, which allowed them to craft a Super Bowl team. The Eagles right now are paying Jalen Hurts second-round money, and it appears he's the guy they're committed to. How important is it for Philadelphia to take advantage of the Jalen Hurts window because they're only paying him, quote, second-round money in the early years of his contract?
Well, it's huge, and I think the contrast, Steve, can be seen in their division because Dallas had that same opportunity with Dak Prescott on a fourth-round contract.
Right.
But now they've had to pay him. So we've already seen the ramifications, haven't we? Tank Lawrence, we thought they were going to lose. They ended up keeping him. They thought they were going to keep Randy Gregory because they were the team that stuck by him. And guess who just left for Denver? Randy Gregory.
Yeah, right.
So
right.
That's where things start to change for you. Once that quarterback has to get paid, and Kansas City paid Patrick Mahomes a monster amount of money on a very team-friendly contract, which allowed them to still plug some gaps and put people in. But even now, you're looking at Kansas City and you're saying to yourself, it's not quite the same because they're still having to go out and plug some gaps. Where are the, how would we say it, the stalwarts that you have under contract for multiple years, right? Frank Clark's probably going to be gone. So is Melvin Ingram the full-time guy, or do you have to go get someone else? You see where I'm going with that. So,
yeah
I think it's huge for Philadelphia. And they got to the playoffs last year in a year that no one expected them to get there. Now, can they take the next step in advance? They got Fletcher Cox back on a more team-friendly contract than up in years. That tells me that he likes where they're going, which is a good thing.
All right, so here comes the tough one now. How fine a line do the Cleveland Browns have to operate with the Deshaun Watson situation? I mean, you and I don't have to get into I think everybody knows what's happened. But I'm talking about the organization and the line they have to walk with this. What is that in your opinion?
Steve, I used to be a lot more pessimistic about those lines because people, human nature, society, there were certain things we just could not do, right? There were certain things that people didn't stand for. But when it comes to pro sports, if Deshaun Watson gets to game one and throws three or four touchdown passes that first week, now, I don't know if he'll play the first week. We still got to wait for commissioner suspension. But I'm just talking about when he hits the lineup and plays, all this chatter, I think, I'm not going to say goes away, but it recedes. It goes into the background as long as he plays well. Now, if he plays poorly, then the organization takes a double elbow drop from the top rope because everybody now gets to pile on. But we've seen guys go through stuff before. Ray Lewis went through all of his trials and tribulations. There's a statue of Ray Lewis outside that stadium right now.
Yep, that's right.
Mike Vick came back and everybody said, oh, we're going to boycott like crazy. He's comeback player of the year, starting quarterback, and then last I checked, he was getting cheered as he ran on and off the field. So I'm not saying that people don't care. That's not the point. People do care. But I'm telling you, once guys start playing, it changes it. That's when it goes to, I hate what he did, but I love my team more. And that's what it comes down to.
Right. Well,
and that's where the lines are, Steve. That's where we are. And I hope I don't sound like, I'm not condoning by any stretch, but I also understand how the game is played. And we don't have criminal charges. That league is not going to deal with that part of it. He'll get a suspension, believe me. How long?
Yeah.
Won't be as long as people suspect now that there are no criminal charges.
Look, in the hometown, if he goes out and throws four touchdowns and the next week throws three and the next week throws four and they win all three games,
We're done here.
That's it. Okay? If he throws four interceptions and three interceptions and four, it's all performance. It's all performance.
It is performance and absent of anything else occurring. Okay? Like Tyreek Hill, when he went to Kansas City, that was a major controversy about what he brought with him out of college. Haven't heard much about it, right? His performance trumped it. And then he had another issue recently. He got through that. Again, performance is huge. If we get to criminal, that's a whole other ball game, Steve. And criminal's a whole other deal. Everyone has to deal with that. But you're talking about conduct? If it doesn't rise to that effect and we're not doing time or whatever, it's right back to what you said. How do you do on Sunday? And then we take it from there.
My friend, thank you so much for your time today. Greatly appreciate your perspective and insight.
Hey, appreciate you having me on, as always. My best to Tom and Julie. You stay safe, and we'll check in down the road, I'm sure.
Sounds great, Charles. Thank you.
Thank you, sir. Okay.
Charles Davis, CBS Sports. Great perspective, and you know, and he's absolutely right. I'm talking in Cleveland. I don't mean you, if you're a fan in Philadelphia, you're a fan in Pittsburgh, you're with the, quote, opposing fan base. The fan base in Cleveland, if once he is eligible to play and he comes out of the gate and plays well and they're winning, right? They'll be, okay, well, yeah, we're fine. Yeah, I don't like it, but you know what? They're winning. Now, opposing fan bases will have, obviously, a different perspective. But the question was about the fine line Cleveland would have to walk. And in their own town, if they're winning, they won't have to walk as fine a line. Now, today, they had to walk a fine line because of the press conference that they had. Did anybody have, before we get to the break, anybody want to call it dope or anything? Or?
No, especially everybody that's on this guest list today. They are far, far, far.
Oh, no. This is an all-star guest list today. It's an all-star guest list today. And it really is, it's, you know, this is what, like I would do this when the suit was co-hosting. I get as many guests as possible because it cut down on him talking. All right, back with more in a moment. What? Here on News Radio 1070 WKOK.
Get the lingerie on the deck. Call the janitor.
No, definitely. I understand the whole circumstances is very difficult, especially for the women's side of the fans in this community. I'm not naive to that. I know these allegations is very, very serious. But like I've mentioned before, I've never assaulted any woman. I never disrespected any woman. I was raised by a single parent mom who has two aunties who's her sister. And that's who raised me. I was raised to be genuine and respect everyone and everything around me. So I've always defended that, and I will continue to stand on that. And I just want the opportunity to be able to show who I really am in the community and be hands-on and help people and serve other people.
It's Deshaun Watson today as he was introduced in Cleveland. See how it works. Again, I mean, is it a move I make? No, I can't make that move until, to me, I think everything's clear. But the Browns have made the move. Now we'll see what happens with it. Again, the Browns have already been put into Matt's Hall of Stinkage permanently, I believe.
Yeah, pretty much. But I will say, I will give Deshaun Watson credit. I think he handled himself very well in the press conference today.
All right. Again, we'll see how it plays out. As I pointed out and Charles Davis pointed out, there are no criminal charges. His issue is going to be, it appears that the issue moving forward is going to be the civil suits. Okay. So we will see. But that is the story. Got NCAA basketball tonight. We got the King in the final half hour. At some point, you know, the anger in Matt will surface about something. Did you like how I phrased the question about the Eagles?
Yes, that was perfect.
Well, you know, taking advantage of a second-round contract, which is what Jalen Hurts has.
Yeah.
I mean, if he keeps going well, then eventually he's going to command some big money. And Charles made a great point. You know, the Cowboys, and I have pointed this out too. It's where the Cowboys as an organization, I feel like they botched it. Because they had Dak Prescott all those years on a fourth-round contract, which gave them all the flexibility in the world financially, and they didn't take advantage of it.
which makes me very happy that I can put them in the Hall of Stinkage.
Yeah, but you do that out of spite. It has nothing to do with, I mean, it's, there are certain things that happen that are with you that are out of spite. And you know I'm, you know what I'm saying is true.
Yeah.
Taking your calls at 800-795-9565. This is the Steve Jones Show on News Radio 1070 WKOK. Now from the Sunbury Motor Studio, here's Steve Jones.
Today's show brought to you by our good friends at Brewers Outlet, Reagan Street in Sunbury, the Beverage Supermarket. Imports, domestics, microbrews, the best selection of beer anywhere. Wine coolers, water, soft drinks, snacks. They roast their peanuts fresh and hot every day. Six great flavors of slushies. And the pickle bar led by the barrels and the dills. Indeed, second to none. All at Brewers Outlet, Reagan Street, and Sunbury, the Beverage Supermarket. And we're in the Sunbury Motors studio. Sunbury Motors, 4th Street in Sunbury. Sunbury Motors Kia, Routes 11 and 15, Hummel's Wharf. And online at sunburymotors.com. Trying to come up with ways to put Matt into a good mood. And we feel we have done it by bringing back the King.
King!
Hey, man, what up? Is this the best tournament ever?
In terms of unpredictability, yes.
When Kentucky lost, I was like, wow, I won. I was so happy. I was like, oh, my God.
You, sir, are my hero!
The unpredictability of it has been phenomenal. I mean, I'll tell you, the level of play I've looked at and said, you got to be kidding me, is the number of guys who leave their feet and have no idea where they're going with the ball. How many times have you seen in the tournament where a guy goes in the air and he throws it and there's nobody standing there and the ball goes out of bounds? I'm sitting there going, you got to be kidding me. You watch Villanova, they play off at 2 feet. They don't get themselves airborne.
He's such a great coach. I'll tell you something. I was, doing my pumps last night, and I'm watching the Duke game. And, I mean, Texas A&M would score. Well, it's okay. And Duke would score. Oh, Duke! Because Jim Nance is going nuts. You know, it's like, okay, we want Duke to win the game. You know, there's... No question about who Jim Nance is rooting for. You know, he loves those soppy stories. So, I want to see Duke and North Carolina duke it out. So,
well, it's possible North Carolina's going to play tonight, and I will give. Hubert Davis had to be patient with this group because they don't play the same way that Roy Williams played. So it really took a couple months for them to finally get into the system and play it the way Hubert Davis wants to play. And to their credit, they've been doing it.
Mm. Wouldn't it be horrible for Krzyzewski to lose his final game against North Carolina? That would be...
Well, you know what? He's 1-5. I mean, so we're not talking about somebody who has not had the successful life. He's got 3 Olympic gold medals. He's got 5 national titles.
Yeah.
So, I mean, we're not talking about, this was his last shot at it. I think it's a fun story, and I think it's great. And you can see how much he's appreciating this. I mean, he is a happy, happy camper after these games.
He's a good guy. I like him. He's one of the good guys in sports, never mind basketball. He's a good man.
No, that's why I told the Steve Mitchell story the other day. The man who died at the age of 62. Steve Mitchell's autistic. Mm-hmm. And in 1980, when the Krzyzewskis, when Mike and Mickey bought their house in Durham, it needed some work, so they hired a construction group to do it, obviously. Well, the brother of Steve Mitchell
said, look, it's been his lifelong dream to go to a Duke game. He says, is there any way we can make this happen for him? And Krzyzewski said, well, you know, he can sit behind me. Okay. Well, it became a ritual over the years of when Mike would walk in, he'd see Steve Mitchell behind the bench, and he'd shake his hand right away and thank him for being there.
Yeah.
And this is something that he did over and over and over and over.
I'm sure he's done it many, many times.
And he didn't do it to, like, look at me, look at me, look at me.
Well, he did it because, like, he can, you know.
He did it because it was the right, you know, it was the right thing to do, and it meant something to Steve Mitchell. And yep. It probably prolonged Steve Mitchell's life. That's probably how he got to 62. I mean, the opposite of it would be, for example, say you're a guy in the corner office and you want to drive the fire engine in the Nori parade tonight. Now, that's different, don't you think, Matt?
Matt?
No, senor! No, senor! No, senor!
Did you see the video of Calipari? And I don't know who they were playing, but it was at the end of the year, and Kentucky was winning by 10, and the other team lost the ball, and there was like 3-4 seconds left, and his big guy had the ball right by the basket, and he just started dribbling out the clock, and Calipari yelled at him to put the ball in the basket. And so the kid was like, what? And so he went up and slammed it in, but the red light went off. And everyone was like, why did he want him to put it in? The spread on the game was 10.5.
Oh, jeez.
Yeah.
Oh, boy.
Nobody's going after this guy right now. And this was on ESPN. They showed it, and they said, watch this. And there was no reason for him. The game was over, you know. And the spread was 10.5, and they just both who's the guy with the shaved head at night?
Seth Greenberg?
No.
Oh, Scott Van Pelt.
Yeah, he's on late nights. And then he has that heavy guy come on with him, and they show the different things during the week. And they
Stanford Steve.
Just sat there and said, do we even comment? And it's like, wow. This Calipari is, I'm telling you, they're going to find a lot of dirt on him, and he's going to go out in shame.
I tell you, most of those Clarion grads are like that.
Most of the what?
Clarion grads.
Get the lingerie on the deck. Call the janitor.
I'm sorry, Matt. Where did you graduate from?
One Clarion University, where John Calipari was the class of 82.
Oh, boy. Goody for him.
After transferring from UNC Wilmington.
To get out of there, so.
Yeah.
The guy's just a cheat. And everywhere he's gone until here, and then somehow he was able to finagle this, bring in the best freshman in the country, and they take two classes and turn pro, you know, and call that college basketball. So he is he destroyed UMass. UMass has never come back since he left. He destroyed it. And with Marcus Camby, and Marcus Camby is driving around in sports cars and gold chains and all this. Marcus Camby was from the streets of Hartford, you know. He didn't have money like that. He earned every penny he's got now, but at the time, holy cow.
Well, guess what? In today's college sports, you can have a car.
Well, yeah, the things have changed.
It's allowed now.
He's always, he went to Memphis. He destroyed that program. He went to New Jersey in the pros and couldn't coach the pros because they wouldn't listen to him. So, him and Bettino, two peas in a pod. So, anyway, getting ready for baseball?
I got the preliminary rosters for all six teams in the league this week.
Good.
So, which is good. And the first game's not until June 2nd. So I have a blue-white game to do between now and then. Yesterday was pro day here, so all 32 teams were here yesterday for pro day here at Penn State. Then the next practice is tomorrow, which is the third practice of the spring.
Getting there slowly but surely. All right, we got some work to do. We're going to do that in a moment. Today's show brought to you by Brewers Outlet, Reagan Street in Sunbury, the beverage supermarket, as the Clarion Alumni Association gets more publicity in this show than it ever got on News Radio 1070 WKOK.
F-O-U-L-E-D, that spells found.
When car repairs get difficult.
Well, I just don't know.
Me neither.
We get good. Sunbury Motors. More than quality new and used cars, Sunbury Motors specializes in complicated auto repair diagnosis. They can handle intricate repairs and even complete auto body with service open Monday through Friday, 7 till 4. And Sunbury Motors has made simple repairs easy. Maintaining your vehicle is necessary. Finding the time to do it is difficult. Welcome to Sunbury Motors Quick Lane. Open 7 till 4, Monday through Friday. Just walk in or call ahead. Relax in their remodeled waiting room with Wi-Fi, beverages, and snacks. Will Sunbury Motors factory trained techs take care of your oil change, tire alignments, brakes, and inspections. Quick Lane, 6:30 to 6, Monday through Friday, Saturday, 6:30 till 2. Sunbury Motors, Ford and Hyundai, North 4th Street, Sunbury. And Sunbury Motors Kia, routes 11 and 15 in Hummel's Wharf. We take the out of auto repair.
Well, you notice on the Final Four commercial how the music actually runs out. Not well timed by the talent.
I had a feeling you mentioned
that.
On Twitch? That'd be interesting, actually.
Yeah, I'm watching it right now. I got to shut it off here.
What the heck?
Got EEI on a boss. We could be on TV. Although I'd have to probably be there.
Yeah, we can make it work.
Yeah. Can you get on Twitch?
Never heard of it.
It's basically like the new version of what Periscope used to be for Twitter.
In other words, it'd be on TV.
Yeah. You'd live stream it online.
You do the show and people could watch on TV. Well, on the computer, not on TV.
Well, didn't the suit do and the chief do their pregame on Periscope at one point?
Well, they always do a quick game tease for football and basketball on Facebook Live on the KO Facebook page.
But I think they did it on Periscope at one point before they did Facebook Live.
Oh, I'll have to ask them then.
Yeah, because it scared the populace. All right.
All right, we'll get it into our Sweet 16 games for tonight. We got four games to pick. Now, we didn't count them last week, so heading into this week, Steve is in the lead at 18 and 13. I'm 17 and 14. King is 16 and 15.
Awesome.
So
Kentucky lost.
Yes. That's the silver lining here. Coach Cal lost.
How about Gonzaga, huh?
Yeah.
They can't never get past the hump.
I called it last night. Now, to be fair, I had them winning last night, but that was my one pick of theirs that I thought I'd be nervous about, depending on how Arkansas was playing, and obviously they were playing pretty well.
Yeah, Arkansas was good.
So for tonight, we got St. Peter's, the Cinderella story, the brothers out of New Jersey, out of Jersey City, taking on Purdue. Steve.
Gone. to me, this is the issue tonight. It's not, you know, obviously Edie's a tough matchup for them, and Ivy's going to be a tough matchup for them. But St. Peter's plays beautiful team defense. The problem they're going to have is with Trevion Williams. You can't double him, because if you do, he is one of the top 10 passers in college basketball, not just for a big man, but in college basketball, and he just opens up so many open chances for Purdue. And I think in the end, that'll be the difference.
King, who you got?
Oh, why not take St. Pete?
All right.
You know, why not? these teams like them make the tournament fun. So.
I would love to see St. Peter's win tonight, but I like Purdue as well. I just don't see it. And I know Williams is going to be a tough one, but I just think it's one of those games where you can see Ivy just go off, and he's just going to be too much for them to handle along with Williams inside. So I think St. Peter's hangs with them, but I think Purdue's just too much.
Does St. Pete have a lot of, like, seniors?
Yeah, they do. They're an older team.
Yeah,
but remember,
that seems to be like a recipe in the tournament that these older guys play better, you know, that they're a little bit more mature and can handle the situation.
So. Well, they caught a big break. I mean, to be, and you have to catch a big break to do whatever. Iona has been clearly the best team in that conference for 2 years.
Yep.
And Iona lost a rider in the first round, the 9 seed. St. Peter's attendance at their last home game was 577. There have been thousands of people that are limping around Jersey City because they all sprained ankles jumping on the bandwagon.
And I'm one of them.
Yeah, why not, you know?
Yeah. Well, I got family in Jersey City, so that's why I'm jumping on the bandwagon. But another good game for the night. Providence, Kansas, King.
Providence.
Ooh, okay. I got Kansas. They're my champ, so I'm sticking with them. I just love everything about this team. But this is a tough game tonight. Steve.
Providence went 12-2 in games decided by 5 points or less. You know what they haven't had in the tournament? A close game. They've been playing great. I'm going to go with Providence tonight.
Ooh, okay.
Did you hear what the Patriots did?
Oh boy!
Yeah, they gave the plane for the fans and the staff to go.
Oh
yeah,
yes,
that they gave them New England's Kraft gave them the works. So flew all the families there. So
yeah, good for him.
Yeah. So.
Another good game for tonight. This is probably the game of the night. UNC UCLA. Steve.
I can't picture him playing. When I see Hawkes, I see Zed Key of Ohio State. He warmed up against Penn State, and I looked over. I said, he can't play. If he can't play, which I don't think he can, North Carolina will win.
All right, King, who you got?
Tar Heels, North Carolina.
If I look back, I can't remember from my bracket off the top of my head. I think I might have UCLA winning one more game. But either way, I like UNC tonight. I think they're very dangerous. And then finally, the late nightcap, Iowa State, Miami. A couple of double-digit seeds going at it. King.
Iowa State.
Steve?
Oh, you know what I think of Isaiah Brockington. Think the world of Zay. Really do. But I just think that Miami, they're older. Charlie Moore, I think, is 32. and Miami doesn't turn the ball over. And Cam McGusty is a tough matchup. I'm going with Miami.
I've gone back and forth on this all week. Brockington's been really, really good this whole tournament. But there's been something about Miami that I've been surprised by. So I'm going to go with the Canes here as well.
The funny is, when they played Penn State, Miami, Dick and I walked out and said, that team isn't really that good. Then they started playing in the ACC and they're winning games and winning games. And Dick and I would look at each other. Remember that team we didn't think was all that great? Because they beat Penn State by 6. They're a lot better than we thought.
Maybe you guys are really good.
Well, Penn State was 5-13 against the field, and 8 of the 13 losses were by 6 points or less.
Yeah. Penn State's always like a heartbeat away, you know. And one of these years, well, wasn't that last year, the year before, they made it to the
that was the COVID year, unfortunately. Hey. Yeah.
Yeah, I know. 40 years for Steve Jones as the play-by-play voice of Penn State basketball and 4 NCAA tournaments. Do not rub it in, because there
is
going to be...
Yeah, but you got 2 NIT championships.
I know.
That's cool. That was exciting.
Very cool.
Very cool. I've got some hardware from it.
The Crispin Brothers. That was fun times, man. That was cool.
Well, we had John in the show in the first half hour today.
Really? I remember the other one. John's the one who does broadcasts, and the blonde one. I couldn't find you in New York City.
Yeah.
He was all worried about it. I was like, well, he'll turn up, you know. Big city. I was lost. I mean, I'm like, I don't know what hotel you were in. I was in a hotel like it, and the security guard let me in and let me check, and there was like two Steve Joneses in the hotel. But if they weren't you. So I was like, I'm walking around with a paper bag in my hand, and I saw these really tall guys walking down the street with Penn State jackets on. I said, oh, boy, okay. Can I tail with you guys? And, you know, and Crispin helped find you. So he's a good guy.
The Crispin Brothers are great guys.
Yeah.
Great guys.
That was fun. So,
yeah.
Very big people. So.
Yeah, I know. I'm around them all the time.
It's humbling, isn't it?
Constantly looking up. I'm constantly looking up. It's like being in the concrete canyon in New York.
Looking up at the buildings. I think it was Danny. We were riding in the elevator in the hotel, and the Notre Dame team was in there.
Sunbury. Brewers Outlet, the beverage superstock superstores, ready for all of your warm weather activities. Camping, picnics, grilling, visit Brewers Outlet first. For microbrews, imports, domestic specialties, they got them. Grab some pickles at the Pickle Bar, Steve Jones's favorite place. Snacks, Brewers Outlet has that covered. Soda, sports drinks, check. Weekly specials, too. And there's lots of convenient parking. So get all the refreshments everyone will love for your next outdoor gathering at Brewers Outlet, the beverage superstock superstore, Reagan Street, Sunbury.